As 2010 comes to a close, Tampa is missing at least 56 of its residents. For many of Tampa's fallen homeless, their lives were not celebrated and their deaths not mourned. Patricia Langford is president of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County. She says this is the only memorial these people will ever receive.
This year, we will remember 56 homeless men and women whose names we know. They died from being hit by cars, by trains, drowning in local waterways and ponds, beatings, untreated medical conditions, and even suicide. The average age of death was 51.
Because of the high rate of homelessness in Tampa, December 21st is now officially proclaimed a day of memorial.
Recognizing the significance of this service, Tampa's Mayor Pam Iorio and the Hillsborough County Board of County Commissioners have proclaimed today as a homeless person's Memorial Day, and each recognizing that the cause of ending homelessness is urgent as the community's collective commitment to preventing these deaths in the future.
Mark Neville was one of many remembered last night. Neville passed away in May, just weeks after marrying his partner of 14 years. Nan Neville described her husband as a good man with a kind heart.
I just wish he was with me today. He meant so much to me, and I just loved him so much. I know a lot of people that know him, respected him as much as me, and we all miss him. And I think if any one of you knew him, you'd probably feel the same way.
Neville remembered her husband and the life they shared. They spent 8 years on the streets together. They had several trailers over the years, but each time life got the better of them and they ended right back on the streets, she said. Regardless, she recalled her husband's out-of-the-ordinary proposal without regret.
Mark came over to the curb where I was sitting, and he says, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "What?" He said, "Mr. McNeil, we're getting married tomorrow." I said, "What? This is after 14 years now." I'm like, "What?" He says, "No kidding." He says, "We are getting married tomorrow." He says, "Oh, but I forgot to ask you." And he got down on a hand and knee in the middle of the road and asked me if I'd marry him. And I said, "You know I would." I started crying. I said, "You know I will."
The couple shared their final goodbye along Bayshore Boulevard, where Mark Neville's ashes were spread.
Miss Lily Lilyquist drove me out to Bayshore to distribute of his ashes. And the ashes flew back at me. And I said to Leela, maybe that was my husband's way of giving me a kiss and telling me a final goodbye.
Though the evening's primary purpose was to provide a memorial for those who would otherwise not have one, organizations also rallied together to provide blankets and jackets to those in need. Lisa Weichel of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County reached out to those gathered to volunteer an account of all homeless people in Hillsborough County. The count will consist of teams of 3 volunteers that will canvass the county. Weichel says the information gathered will be a crucial step in obtaining federal grants.
This information is critical to securing funding. A lot of government funding is based on the need, which translates into layman's term, the number of people. And so, and beyond the government funding, private foundations and grantors ask for that information as well. So it helps us really show who our homeless neighbors are, how long have they been homeless, what caused their homelessness.
The count will be conducted between 4 a.m. and 11 p.m. on January 27th. Representatives from the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County still need volunteers. For more information, call 813-223-6115 or visit info@homelessofhc.org. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Janelle Irwin.